Welcome to Chagiga, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, Mishnah 7. In the previous Mishnah, we saw that during the holiday period of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, during the Regel, all Jewish people are considered chaverim, are considered like people who are knowledgeable and meticulous in keeping the laws of Torah and Tara, ritual purity and ritual impurity. Even ignorant people and even their vessels are considered tar, because that's the Jewish people would all purify themselves, go to the mikvah, get sprinkled from the ashes of the Parah Aduma in honor of the holiday. So Mishnah says like this: Hapoyseach es chavisai, a storekeeper, who is someone who is meticulous in the laws of Tumah and Tara, that opened up his barrel of wine in Yerushalayim for those people that were coming on the Aliyah LeRegel, on the pilgrimage, and included in the purchasers were people that were Amei Aretz, ignorant people. V'hamaschel b'isasai, or if we have a baker, and he starts selling his baked goods Agav HaRegel during the holiday, and then comes out that they have leftover wine or leftover baked goods, and the holiday is over. And the problem is that during the holiday, we make this dispensation that we assume that everything that they touched is considered tahar. But now that it's no longer the holiday, do we still have that heter? Do we still have that allowance? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yehuda says if there's wine left over or there's baked goods left over, he could sell it even after the holiday is over, and that special allowance has dissipated. But since it's remaining from the holiday, it's permissible. And particularly because if we don't let people sell the remnants of the holiday, they won't want to open it during the holiday, and it will come out that the many people that are on the pilgrimage won't have sufficient provisions. But the Chacham, the rabbis disagree. Lo Yigmar, they say you're not allowed to conclude selling the wine, finish the wine off, or the baked goods after the holiday is over, because you only have that allowance during the holiday that the Amei Aretz, that the ignorant people are tahar. Once the holiday is over, that allowance is no longer there. Concludes the Mishnah. Misha Over HaRegel, when the holiday was over, they would take all the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash from their appropriate places, Altar HaZara, in order to immerse all the vessels and purify the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, from any of the Tumah, the spiritual impurity that may have been contracted by the ignorant people, the Amei Aretz, that were there during the holiday. That means to say, during the holiday, we assume that they're tar. It's a special allowance or a dispensation that we make. However, once the holiday is over, they no longer relied upon that, and they started a massive purging or purification process of the Azar of the court of the Beis HaMikdash. However, says the Mishnah, of HaRegel B'Yom Shishi, let's say the last day of Yantif was on a Thursday, Lo Hayu Mavirin, then they would not purify the Azara on Friday, in honor of Shabbos, because the Kohanim were busy with preparing their own Shabbos. Therefore, they waited until after Shabbos was over, and they made the dispensation continue a little bit longer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Achidush Af Yom Lo B'Yom HaChamishi." If, let's say, the holiday ended on a Thursday, the answer is, I'm sorry, it was on a Wednesday, so it comes out that the first non-holiday day is a Thursday, they would not purify the Beis HaMikdash until after Shabbos. Why? Because they were busy that day. She'eno Kohanim Pinuyim, the Kohanim, the priests, were not available on the Friday, on the Thursday, to be busy with immersing the vessels and purifying it. Yomar explains, because they were busy with taking out the deshnet, all the leftover ash that had accumulated for all the days of the holiday, because the law is, the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Tamid, that they would not take out the ash on Yantif itself. So it comes out Thursday, they were busy. Friday already is Erev Shabbos, and they were busy with preparing all their stuff for Shabbos. So they would wait to purify until Sunday, which is after Shabbos. Wishing you a wonderful, successful day and a beautiful Shabbos.